Short, sweet.
Okay. I was afraid somebody was going to ask, why did you disrobe? But that's not the question. So, so I think one important point is that the way Achan Chah trained people is you weren't there to prepare you for something else, even though a lot of us went with this agenda, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever, or even when he said you have to stay at least 5 years, then you got it in mind, okay, 5 years, contract, deal. But that wasn't really the way he was training people, like this is going to prepare you for something else. This we often talk about practice in daily life or practice as a way of life or living your practice. This was really it. There was nothing else. There was really no future that you could think about. But many of us did get to the point where, for one reason or another, we decided to move on. And it does happen sometimes in Thailand. People disrobe and go back and ordain and disrobe and ordain again, disrobe again. We're all different people with different dispositions and burdens and different karma behind us. And some people take to the monastic life very easily and the asceticism. And for some of us, like me, it was usually pretty difficult. Not being ascetic by nature and being lazy by nature. It was pretty much a struggle most of the time, which is not to say it wasn't beneficial or that there wasn't a lot of happiness at times, because you couldn't be around Achan Chah without experiencing happiness. But the phrase that I always had in mind was the point of diminishing returns that a friend of ours used to use, that I felt enduring and hanging in there had given me as much benefit as it was going to give me at that point. And somehow I would be able to better continue my practice in lay life. And talk about the benefits of lay life. Well, I'm still not sure about that. On paper, you can make a good case for it. But in practice, it's just a constant challenge. Just keep your head above water and remember how you're supposed to deal with things. I urge people in robes to stay there, and urge all my friends to usually go get some robes for a while if they can. But I think maybe the main point is that the teaching of the Buddha is very vast. Talk about the 84,000 doors to the Dharma, and there are many different teachings and approaches for different people. And for a person to change the worldly mind to aim at escaping from worldliness and from birth and death is a huge undertaking. It's a life's work, and whichever way you do it, it entails a lot of work. And there are a lot of different approaches to it, but and I know Achan Pasano doesn't want me sending everybody to ordain with him, but I think you do better following his way than my way.